Experience rare and legendary recordings alongside new releases and live concerts of adventurous music when the experimental composer
Hello, you're listening to WTXC Accra 90.7 FM. My name is Ralph Lewis. You were just listening to a piece by John Nichols. It's called Gates. It's partially inspired by the Pleiades constellation. And it's one of those pieces that it's fascinating when you listen to it on headphones. It's fascinating when you listen to it on speakers. It's fascinating when you hear it in a concert hall. There's just something really exciting and dynamic about it. For the next 40-ish minutes, I'll be sharing with you some works for radio and some spoken word and electroacoustic music. Among other things, I'd like to give you forewarning that in a few days I'll be doing a full rendition of a piece I've written called Drive to the Edge, which is for you, radio listeners like you, and about the experience of listening to radio. We'll be doing it's about 15 minutes long, and in doing that, what I'd like to do is invite you, the listeners, to follow the instructions of the piece and to ideally record yourself doing that. So in a moment, I'll be playing the first movement of that just to give you a small taste of what it's like and what it does. As a final thought on John Nichols the Third's work, what's fascinating is that he's actually using the Pleiades constellation throughout it. Initially, there's a star map that he's been using that he's then built over, I think actually twice throughout the work. So it's fascinating how not only electroacoustic music, but also the sort of the sonification elements at play. So for right now, let's move on and check out the first movement of Drive to the Edge. Once again, in 3 days' time, this is Thursday. Night, Friday morning time. I'll be doing the entirety of it, and I invite you to tune in and listen to and record it, and ideally share it back, and we'll ideally share it on air. So for right now, let's sit back and listen to the first movement of Drive to the Edge.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Places on the road you are on.
Behind buildings.
Underneath
bridges.
Below
the momentary cover of trees.
Each moment,
as you listen, and move,
you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Where an unstable beauty shimmers.
Drive to the edge where they meet and alertly move as if you were balancing on a wire.
Not beyond it.
Or back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Do this safely and with awareness and respect for others.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route and the newly audible signals nestling against them.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Along the road you are on, underneath bridges, below the momentary cover of trees.
Each moment, as you listen and move, you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Where an unstable beauty shimmers.
Drive to the edge where they meet and alertly move as if you were balancing on a wire, or back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Do this safely and with awareness and respect for others.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route.
And the newly audible signals nestling against them.
Drive to the edge where they meet. and alertly
drive
move
to
as
the
if you
edge
balancing
where
on
they
wire.
Meet
and alertly,
and alertly
as
move
as if you are balancing,
as if you
on
are
a
balancing
wire.
Not
on
beyond
a wire.
It. We're back into full signal strength as much as possible.
Where an unstable
where
beauty,
an unstable beauty
where this broadcast begins to waver. Each moment, as you listen and move, you are finding points between clarity and obscurity.
Behind buildings, underneath bridges.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond.
You and your receiver are surveying the bond between the visible scenes on your route.
The newly
and the newly audible signals nestling against them.
There are places where this broadcast begins to waver.
Drive to the edge where they meet.
Behind buildings.
Places along
underneath
the road.
Bridges.
You are on.
Below the momentary cover of trees.
Do this safely and with awareness.
You and your receiver
are
surveying
the
bond
between
the visible scenes
on
your route
and
the newly audible signals nestling against them.
So once again, you're invited as listeners and performers, as people with radio transmitters, to record Drive to the Edge. And as you're driving and exploring how the invisible radio signals impact the visible surroundings that you're driving by, I'd love for you to record them, and please feel free to share them with me. My email for this is ralphlewis.music@gmail.com. That's R-A-L-P-H, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, .music@gmail.com. I welcome all emails regarding that. For our next piece, we'll be listening to a piece by Michael Genson. It's entitled Autopilot. And in this case, consider how already we've heard a dynamic piece that has not used speech, and then we've just listened to a piece that is more of an instructional piece that's maybe trying to intersect with what you're doing. Here, maybe we find a different sort of drama and narrative. So please sit back and enjoy Michael Genson and his piece, Autopilot.
My phone's alarm woke me up as normal, but I realized the battery was lower than expected. I put it on the charge while I showered, instead of into my bag like normal. It was a momentary slip from the morning routine, but that was all it took. Back into the routine, and that was it. Forgotten. Autopilot engaged. I showered, shaved, gave Emily her breakfast, loaded her into the car, and left. It's a sweltering hot day already. I heard Emily shift over to avoid the glare. I got to work, attended the morning meeting. It's not until I took a quick coffee break and reached for my phone that the illusion shattered. I remembered the dying battery, remembered putting it on to charge. My phone was on the counter, autopilot disengaged. Cursing myself, I drove home. The day's heat had baked the inside of the car, releasing a horrible smell. My wife greeted me at the door. Where's Emily? Shit. I sped back to the nursery, and there I saw a piece of paper stuck to the door. Due to vandalism overnight, please use side door. Overnight? What? The door was fine this morning. I froze. My knees shook. I hadn't been there this morning. My phone was on the counter. She'd fallen asleep out of the bad sun. She didn't speak when I drove past her nursery. My phone was on the counter. 9 hours. That car. That baking sun. No air. No water. That smell. I walked to the car door. Numb. Shock. I opened the door. Autopilot disengaged. Shit.
So, now our next piece is by David Nguyen, and it's called In Chains. David has this very interesting and very engaged approach when he starts working on a piece. I happen to work down the hall from him at University of Illinois, and it's always interesting because he always has the thickest book about whatever topic he's trying to understand. And it's always just marvelous because it's usually at least halfway through it when I see him with it. So for right now, please enjoy In Chains. As a sort of change of pace, we're now going to switch over to a piece called Bearing by Carrie Smith. Carrie Smith wrote perhaps the shortest biography that I asked for when I asked our artists for the evening to share their backgrounds. Carrie simply wrote, Carrie Smith is a writer, gardener, and mother who loves to explore the question, what makes us human? And this wonderful poem, I think, very much encapsulates that biography. Please enjoy.
Bearing. It's not that I have perky breasts. It's that I have belly rolls, love handles, and famine-proof hips. My hair's not shiny, nor resembles the shade advertised on the box. Mine is coarse, straight, and many varieties of blonde, brown, and gray, highlights and lowlights provided by each sunrise and each sunset. I do not have abs of steel I purchased with a gym membership, but muscles developed by moving my body in my day's moment. I enjoy being strong and capable, though I've been told these are not desirable feminine traits. I'm not smooth and hairless, some faux prepubescent fantasy. I have hair all over, occasionally sprouting in unusual places. I do not smell of roses unless I'm holding one from my garden. I smell of the animal I am, musky, alluring to other animals. I am my natural way, reminiscent of birds, wind, and mountains. I'm not airbrushed nor photoshopped. I stand before you, raw and for real, life-sized, basking in the beauty that emerges without effort. I am a mirror of the universe, of you, as you are of me. I stand as a beacon, requesting the authentic to show itself, to be present in the arena of one's own struggle. For if we are to remember what it is to be human, not a cog, not a slave, not a TV apparition, then let us spin the bottle and begin our emotional stripping in the here and now. My belly rolls, my flaws, all of them, are my certificate of authenticity, my natural wabi-sabi style. I can't help but be myself, wholly, wholly human.
In another contrast from this incredibly direct and revealing spoken word piece by Carrie, we move on to Heather Stebbins' piece, which is called Collection and Consideration. This work is a collection of recordings that were made between 2006 and 2014. In a way that perhaps some other works maybe had a single origin point, this one seems to be sort of derived from this sort of layering of experiences over time. So perhaps as you consider this, as you listen, perhaps you'll hear cello, which she is also a cellist, and maybe consider how time and experiences create these additional layers and these additional nuances to any of our experiences.
Thank you.
That was Heather Stebbins Minim. Now we'll listen to Martin Daska, whose work is called Thinking of Someone I Don't Know. Martin Daska has written for radio throughout his career and has routinely seemed to be an important part of his practice. In this case, this piece has been written and produced in the last year, in summer 2015, and is in memory of Luke Ferrari, and also happens to use sounds from that library. Fascinatingly, Daska makes a special note about transformations of sound in this work. Rather than process these sounds heavily, he has explicitly tried to leave them in a revealed and clear format. So rather than, for example, the experience of saying, I'm not sure what made that sound, this might be the kind of piece where maybe the sensation of knowing what that sound is when you first hear it may be part of the joy of listening to it. So please enjoy Thinking of Something I Don't Know by Martin Daska.
Thank you.
My name is Ralph Lewis, and you're listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM. And this evening, we've been listening to works for radio that have ranged from electroacoustic music to spoken word to transmission art. And I hope that in listening to these different works, you've been hearing not only sort of a diversity of creators and a diversity of creations, but also a diversity of ways to listen. I think that one of the beautiful things about transmission is the opportunity to reconsider and inquire about different ways that we can interact with media. For example, I've listened to that piece by Daska a number of times, and every time that guitar sound comes in and the girl laughs right afterwards, it just reminds me of something where maybe there's a middle school band that just tries to be impressive and everyone thinks is really, really kind of lame. So, but of course, that's not what that piece is about. But because the sounds are so intelligible, which isn't a positive or negative trait, are in the grand scale, but for this work, it is a thing that Daska has leaned into heavily. It's interesting that it brings up these sort of cinematic reminders, even though that's not the maybe the whole intention of it. With the time we have, I'd like to introduce our last work, and also please and once again invite you to join us in a few nights on the evening of Thursday, Friday morning, where I'll be broadcasting the entirety of Drive to the Edge, and would invite you to record and share back your listening experience, because the transmission on your radio will be different depending on where you are and probably on your car's make and so on. So feel free to share that with me at ralphlewis.music@gmail.com. That's R-A-L-P-H Lewis, L-E-W-I-S .music@gmail.com. And please check out the artists that I played this evening, starting with John Nichols III, who's pretty easy to find as long as you spell it N-I-C-H-O-L-S. The other way, you don't get the right guy at all. then, of course, there's Michael Genson, who can be found on SoundCloud. His last name is spelled G-E-N-S-O-N. David Nguyen is also findable on the same thing. That's David Q. Nguyen. Carrie Smith, we'll be following up with that next time. Heather Stebbins, I believe .com is the best way to find her. And with Martin Daska, I believe his same name, D-A-S-K-E, is the best way to find him. For our final work, we have a piece by Steve Cowart called On Fog. And I wanted something to end this evening with, something that sort of smoothed things out and just brought things back down and calmed us all down. And in a way that kind of reminds me of my relationship with Steve Cowart, who's one of the most encouraging and empowering educators I have encountered in my life. And so especially because of that, I wanted to find something that sort of fit his personality. So Steve, thank you. So much for sharing, and I hope you all enjoy On Fog.